temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, let's back up to verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. This is the word of the Lord.
I hope the Christmas devotional was helpful to you. On the slide here, we've got a picture of San Gimignano, which is in Italy. That's a city that the Moores and the Robinsons went to for our 40th wedding anniversary. And they have watchmen in the old times. They'd have watchmen on the wall and the gate that would keep people out. Well, I had a theory, Mike. I had a theory that if I dressed somebody up in a costume, and I could sneak them in that wall, dress them up like a tourist, put lots of money in their pockets. Let's see the second slide. So we tried it, and I was able to get Jim Moore in. So we could get him through the wall with a good disguise. So we did that. Today is different. We don't have these ancient walls so much, but they were there for protection. What would you see would be the importance and the abilities of a watchman to be able to be a good watchman? What would be the skill set that would be helpful to them? What would you want to have in a good watchman?
Observant.
You want them observant, very observant. Yes, you do. Detail-oriented. They can see things. You want them alert, absolutely. You don't want them falling asleep. That's right. What else?
Integrity.
What's that?
Integrity.
Integrity. Man, who's your mom and dad? Why don't you come up with integrity and stuff? Integrity, that is good. I don't want somebody coming in and bribing me to get you in the wall, you know? Okay, what else? What else?
Dedication.
Dedication. Yeah, they need to really be committed to what they're trying to protect. I don't want someone who's not real committed to what they're trying to protect. What else?
Courage.
You want them to have courage, because sometimes they're going to be alone on the wall. Some dangerous stuff may come into their purview. What else?
Patient.
You want them patient. Yeah, patient in the long watch of the night. They need to be patient and diligent.
Strong.
What's that?
Strong.
Strong, like me.
Yeah.
Strong. That's
yeah.
Right. You want them strong. That's right. So there's a lot of things. Let me read you something else and see if we can come up with anything else that might be important. This is in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 3. This is what we read in verse 16 through 19. At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man. I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to a wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to dissuade him from his evil ways in order to save his life, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you warn the wicked man and he does not turn from his evil, wicked ways, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. What else? So now in light of that, The Lord says, I give you a message. You deliver the message or you do not deliver the message. So what else? They need to know God's word. They need to know what God says. They need to be tremendously responsible. The role of the watchman and the job of watchfulness is important. So I'm glad to be able to visit this morning with this convention of watchmen. Y'all know y'all are all watchmen. Y'all know y'all are applying for that job this morning.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in your wisdom, you have made us interdependent. Awaken us to the task of being watchful for your family. Protect us from being judgmental or condemning or harsh. Father, may we have an enjoyable time today as we hear and learn of your desire to protect your own. This we pray. Amen. So it's become a rhythm in our church life that we talk about a spiritual discipline the last Sunday of the year or the first Sunday of the next year. We believe this has the potential to encourage honest self-assessment, unbiased personal accountability, and hopefully long-term spiritual growth and maturity. Today we look at a discipline that a few of you may say that's extra biblical, while others may consider this discipline the very whetstone for all spiritual disciplines. Today we're going to discuss watchfulness and its importance. Watchfulness is not a discipline that we hear much about today. Yet in Scripture it is found throughout the New Testament writings. Jesus reminds his disciples to watch and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Apostle Paul encourages watchfulness in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, Colossians 4, verse 2, and Ephesians 5, verse 15. The Old Testament discusses watchfulness over our hearts, our eyes, our desires in Proverbs chapter 4 and Psalm 141. Furthermore, we're in good company when we talk about watchfulness. John Bunyan, in his allegory, The Holy War, refers to five gates guarding man's soul. These gates, the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate, the nose gate, and just see if you're awake, water gate. No, not water gate. The field gate. These gates could only be opened by those inside the impregnable wall. Watchfulness over one's heart was the chief defense for the entryways into this town of man's soul. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, British Baptist preacher from the 1900s, often spoke and wrote on watchfulness. His contending for the faith through watchfulness probably contributed to his early death at age 57. Martin Lloyd-Jones, a 20th century physician and preacher, often directed a watchfulness against the wiles of the devil. Known medically as an outstanding diagnostician and intellectually as a well-read historian, these informed his view of the importance of watchfulness. The Puritan preacher Thomas Brooks defined watchfulness as the continual, careful observing of our lives, our hearts, our ways, in all the turnings of our lives, that we still keep close to God and close to His Word. Brian Hedges, lead pastor of Redeemer Church in Niles, Michigan, and author of Watchfulness, Rediscovering a Lost Spiritual Discipline, calls this discipline the very whetstone of all the spiritual disciplines, the one practice that keeps the other habits sharp. So what does the Bible say about watchfulness? Is it important to our spiritual maturity and growth? How do we cultivate a sincere watchfulness without becoming suspicious and distrusting? There are a number of words used in the New Testament to encourage a watchfulness in the believer's life. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, in Mark 14, 38, while in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus urged his disciples to be gregorio, to be watchful, to be alert, and to be awake in the trials of life. There was an urgency because the risk was imminent from both external threat and even more significantly from internal threat. Thus, Christ would teach, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Apostle Paul used the same word, gregorio, with his urgent vigilance in 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Be watchful, stand firm, be men of courage. Another use of the word gregorio is found in Colossians chapter 4. Chapter 3 is a beautiful description of what is unbecoming in the wardrobe of an adopted member of God's family. Things like anger, bitterness, rage, and unforgiveness. Followed by a list of the wardrobe that should be put on if you're a member of God's family. Gentleness, kindness, self-control, and patience. Because we have a new wardrobe in God's family that we need to use. Colossians 4 is a beautiful reminder. Devote yourselves to prayer, be watchful, and thankful. How appropriate. Watchful and thankful. Contend for the faith, but don't become contentious. Be urgent in watchfulness, but do not forsake winsomeness. How appropriate to consider that. Thankful and watchful. My good friend Mark Davis had this combination in spades. Some of you may remember Mark. On April 16, 2007, our lives were drastically changed in this community by the shootings at Virginia Tech. We really began in earnest with church security implementations then. Mark was ever diligent and ever vigilant, yet he remained winsome in his watchfulness. This contending without being contentious came from his faith. Mark was watchful like it all depended on him, yet calm and winsome, because he knew our safety ultimately depended on God's faithfulness and goodness. Mark had a watchfulness that encouraged a wearing of both our adoption clothes and our spiritual armor at the same time. Mark Davis was a picture of healthy watchfulness. The word blippo is also used to describe watchfulness in the New Testament. This is found in Ephesians 5:15. Be careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Watch your life and live wisely. This is also an urgent call to not be deceived, but to be skillful in how we walk through life. This seems to be an other-centric living. Be wise in your walk, because people are watching you, then you watch yourself. You do not want to waste opportunities with those who are searching or are seeking. It's an other-centric watchfulness. Ephesians 6, verse 10, that we just read, begins a description of the spiritual armor that followers of Christ are to put on. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of His power. Then when all the armor is on, in verse 17, then two more things. Number one, verse 18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, be watchful, and always keep on praying for all the saints. First, pray in the Spirit at all times. Second, be watchful, be alert for the saints. Here's an awareness of one's brother's needs and temptations. The word here is agripneo, to be alert and keep watch over, to be on guard for self and for others. So this is what that looks like. I've got the armor of God, helmet of salvation, check. Breastplate of righteousness, check. Belt of truth, check. Gospel shoes of peace, check. Sword of the Spirit, check. Ready? Let's go. No, not quite yet. Pray always in the Spirit and be watchful. Be alert. This is much more than situational awareness. This is knowing another person and the vulnerabilities that they have, that they're at risk for, and protecting them from outside threats and internal threats. 2 weeks ago, Paul and I were driving to Mississippi for a wedding. It was very late at night. We didn't leave Roanoke till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so we were late leaving. We pulled in to get some gas south of Chattanooga. And I started putting the gas in, started looking around, a little bit sketchy. And there were about 3 cars sitting in the parking lot with people sitting in their cars at about after midnight. I didn't wait to fill up the whole car. I just filled up to get to the next gas station. I got in the car. I said, let's go. Paula said, are we safe here? I said, probably not. We drove a little ways, and I sat in quiet. And I said, Paula, if we are ever in that situation again, I want you to get in the driver's side. I want you to put your key in the ignition, and you need to be ready to go. And if one of those cars pulls up behind us to block our way, either out in the front or behind us, you get out of here. I'll deal with the bad guys. Hopefully I'll be in the truck with you, but I'll be dealing with the bad guys. You get this car out of here. There was some risk where we were. The word is watchfulness. I believe it is clear from scriptures that they teach watchfulness is a spiritual discipline that is worth our every effort. Personally, watchfulness is a guard of our faith and our very life. That's why in Proverbs we read, verse 20, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart. Watch your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Watchfulness is important to be exercised corporately. We are tasked with protecting one another through vigilant watchfulness. 1 Peter 5, verse 2, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Scripturally, we are called to watchfulness. It's found in many places and throughout Scripture in discipleship. In Mark 13, Jesus is teaching about the end times, and watchfulness comes up repeatedly. Verse 32 and 33, no one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven or the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. Be watchful. Verse 35, therefore keep watch because you do not know when the owner will come back, What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Historically, watchfulness is important, discipline taught and encouraged in the family of God, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In Exodus 14, on the shore of the Red Sea, the Egyptian army is barreling down on the Israelites, and they're called to stand and watch. I want to read that to you. In Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Watch." Watchfulness is a spiritual discipline we need to exercise for ourselves and our church. Through the book of Revelation, the Laodicean church, who believed they were rich, they were clothed, they could see. But an accurate watchfulness declares, you lukewarm believers are blind, naked, and wretched. Watchfulness is important. In Revelation 16, I came across an interesting text, and I didn't really understand it at first until Jim Moore, the criminal we brought to Italy with us, explained it to me. In Revelation 16, verse 15, why don't you listen to this? "Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed who is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed." What in the world was that about? And Jim said, well, this is the deal. Guards, if they fell asleep on the job, their clothes would be taken from them as a shame for not being watchful. That's how serious this was. Be watchful. This is the picture of a guard who should have remained watchful, but instead fell asleep. His clothes were taken. As easy it is to rationalize our own behavior, as easily deceived as we can be, as quickly as our motives seem just and right, and as competent as Satan is in deception, we must remain vigilant, watchful, and attentive. In an article entitled "Embracing the Role of a Watchman, Unveiling the Biblical Meaning," there are a few things watchmen are not. They are not legalistic. They are not pharisaical. They are not self-appointed righteousness police. Matter of fact, probably if you believe, man, this watchfulness, that's my spiritual gift, man. Sign me up. If you believe that, then probably you're not the right watchman for our church family. Spiritual watchfulness reflects an unwavering attention to the compromises being made or asked. Spiritual watchfulness has an acute awareness of the spiritual climate and threats. Someone who is spiritually watchful is a sincere student of God's Word. They're vigilant in observation. They're wise in unintended consequences. They're desirous of repentance and reconciliation for others. They're dedicated to intercessory prayer. And they have an uncompromising love for God and His people. In Ephesians 6, as we read earlier, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Take that helmet of salvation, that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests." With this in mind, be watchful, be alert, and always keep on praying for the saints. Be watchful. Watchfulness is a spiritual discipline that is often forgotten. As we close today, I want to bless you with the words from Jude 24 and 25. Jude says, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Be watchful.